Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to our Opinions, Understanding, and Realness Advice Talk Show, the realest, rawest online talk show you will ever listen to. So fasten your seatbelts and buckle up. Now enjoy the ride.
And that is the way it goes. Welcome, everybody.
Okay.
Good evening to you. I had to record.
I just got that.
I just got that. Seriously. I mean, it sounded so live.
It sounded so Memorex and Miss TJ-ish. I mean, wow.
I'm serious. I mean, it's like right after that played and then you came in, it was like light went off. You know, the light switch went off in my head. I'm like, wait a minute. That's what he was talking about. A duh.
Yeah. Just trying something different.
That's what's up, though. I mean, why work harder? Okay? Work smarter. That's what time it is. 2015. Work smarter.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, if you're going to work, you know, ain't no sense in working dumb.
There you go. Yep, dummies don't get paid.
Neither do smart people. Hello. Anyway, moving right along. RC, I talked to Mommy again.
How did I know you were going to say that?
What? What I just said?
Yep.
And you see how I did? In my mind, it was like, you know, how you painting something. You just, not even the paint, the cement. You know how the cement workers put that, like if you, the concrete workers, when they on their knees and they put that, pour the concrete and then they out down there, you know, smoothing it out. That's how I felt like I did when I just moved on to the next subject. I just smoothed it on out. We just gonna slide right on by that comment.
You know what you
Sorry.
Did? Do you know what you did?
What did I do, RC?
You walked on by. What you did, you walked on by.
Who walks? I flew by. Hello. get it right. I flew by. You know I'm the hockey. I flew by. But anyway, getting back to Mama. You know, on the walk, I asked her again, did she want to be on the show? And she actually said, well, hold on, I got to think about it. So that was that. So, like, 10 minutes before this show, before I had even set up the show, she calls me asking me, was everything all right down here? And I'm like, everything cool? And I said, oh, Mama, when you want to come on? She told me, I said, hold on now. Hey, he better leave me alone. I said, I done tried to warn him. I said, you be sitting up there talking about limp biscuits and stuff. I said, he don't know what he asking.
Hey, tell her we need them limp biscuits so they can rise again.
Hey, she going to say, ain't no rising. Ain't no amount of pumping up or self-rising flour. Ain't none of that going to help. She says, when you're dead, you're done. And there are certain things that are dead. So, boom. Don't get her started. I'm trying to save you from yourself. You know I do that very well. Folks, don't be trying to listen. I'm just going to be sitting over here shaking my head like, wow, I thought I told you.
And you know something I did today also? I kind of tuned in. Some other shows on Blog Talk.
I know. Listen, I know you've been creeping around on other people's show. I know everything. Go on.
trying to see what was different.
Mm-mm. I can't be privy to that. I can't take any parts in that. I can't. But, hey, you are driving this ship. I understand what you're doing. Do you, boo? But me, myself, and I ain't trying to listen to Jack besides what I got going on and what we got going on. Because, I mean, me personally, I've never been the type of person who follows other people. And maybe that's why it's taken me a snail's pace to get where I'm going. But guess what? What's for me is for me. You know what I'm saying? And it's waiting on me when I finally get there. But I know what you're doing. Do you, boo. Go on. I'm sorry. I just had to put that out there. Go ahead.
I was just listening to see, you know, some of the subject matter and what they talking about and different things of that nature.
Being nosy, but go ahead. Go on.
I put it this way. I didn't like it.
Mm.
I think we offer more than what. But those people got more listeners and active callers.
Okay.
So,
but guess what? Guess what, RC? So does Wendy Williams. Hello? She got all those followers. Hello. She got all that money. Hello. But where's the substance? Hello. Where's that at? I'm just asking. So, I mean, don't be surprised. You go snooping around in other folks' backyards. You're going to be disappointed anyway. Because guess what? Am I on any of those people's shows?
No, not at all.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just taking the words out of your mouth. You know, you always, you know, put me up there on that little pedestal. Somebody going to yank me off. But you always put me up on that pedestal, so I'm just taking the words out of your mouth. Do those other shows have Ms. TJ, a.k.a. Red Hawk, a.k.a.
No, they don't.
So what you going over there for?
Like,
stop. No, stay away from that stuff.
I was just curious. You know, people with a lot of followers and interactive calling, that's what I was looking at. You know, but I see now, the shows I listened to were foolish shows, you know.
Well.
So, and we offer more than what they put out there anyway. But anyway, I was just curious, so I see now. But it all will come to a blissful end is what I'm beginning to realize, that this show is going to make a dent and is going to be what we designed for it to be.
Yes.
It might not work the way we want it to work, like right now.
Right.
I believe it's going to head that way. So I was just curious to see what others, and man, very disappointed, but anyway. Anyway.
Better you than me, honey, because I'm sorry. I just did a stat on Facebook. I am so happy in my own lane. I don't care if I'm driving 20 miles an hour. I'm still gonna get there. You know, I'm not looking to my left or my right. Okay, because I'm in my own lane. All right.
Go.
So I'm not worried about what the next person is doing. I can't worry. I mean, why compare myself to what somebody else is doing, especially somebody that's successful. I'm just saying. So, I mean, I'm going to take my time. I'm going to do the slow grind, and I'm going to get there.
There you go. So, with that being said, you know, we bring you the health information. We bring it to you, home remedies, whatever the case is. But we try to bring you the information that's beneficial for you so you can not have the problems of going to the doctor, spending unnecessary money. A lot of the things that we bring you, you have at home already. If not, you can get them at your local Walmart, local mom and pop grocery store, wherever, next to a neighbor's house. So, here's something about hangovers. Because excess alcohol depletes the body of essential B vitamins, they help break down alcohol in the body. Before you go to bed, take a B50 complex, which will ensure the metabolism of alcohol continues a pace. Also, that B50 complex helps bring back hydration, but you also have to drink water along with it. And what that does, that B50, if you are an alcohol drinker and you love to drink alcohol and you have hangovers, that's because your body needs the moisture. That's why you're getting hangovers. But if you take a B50 complex supplement, it will keep you from having hangovers. But you got to still drink plenty of water, because alcohol dehydrates your body. So if you're the type of person that you love to drink alcohol, you have hangovers, a B50 complex supplement can help you not get hangovers. So keep that in mind. Here's something else. For the ladies, take a half to a teaspoon of cramp bark tincture every 2 hours on the days of your worst cramps.
Wait a minute. Back up. Say that again. This time, spell it. No, I'm just playing. What did you just say? Like what?
I didn't go to school, though. Take a half to one teaspoon of CRAMPBARK.
Cramp.
Bark. Mm-hmm. T-I-N. Huh?
What in the world is that?
That's why we bring you the information that you probably ain't heard before.
cramp is barking.
Right. So it's a cramp bark, T-I-N-C-T-U-R-E. Tincture.
You're going to have to inbox that to me because I still ain't got it. But go on. So on our worst cramping days, which, praise Jesus, I don't have such things. I mean, I'm still doing my monthly, but I've never been a cramper. Never. And if there is such a thing that attacks my body, it's like a small, it's just like something very small that lets me know it's on its way. I'll have like a half a cramp. I don't know what that is. But I've been blessed to not have, you know, that crazy stuff going on that some women have that put them out of business.
Huh. Wow.
So, hey, you know what? I just had a thought. Well, I mean, my life's been rough enough. I guess God said now, if I gave you cramps and all that other menstrual craziness, you'd probably jump off a bridge or something. So, I mean, my life is crazy enough. I don't need no physical pain. Hello.
But what it is, it's an actual plant.
Ooh. Well, they say bark, B-A-R-K, is on the side of a tree.
I don't know. That's I'm trying to see here. It say, test tube studies show that the North American plant works as a muscle relaxant. And it say,
I heard that term in a long time.
To quickly relieve painful spasms. So it's an actual plant. So look that up, folks. Cramp bark, T-I-N-C-T-U-R-E. Look that up.
Man, hold on. I'm getting ready to look it up right now. I ain't waiting till we get off the show. Let me see. Cramp, C-R-A-M-P, bark. And then spell that last thing, T-R.
T-I-N-C.
Oops.
T-I-N-C-T-U-R-E.
Okay, cramp bark tincture. Goodness gracious. RC, I tell you, somebody ought to pay you just for this research you're doing. I mean, oh, my God. Ooh, okay, here we are. I'm just saying, because you be finding stuff, like you said, ain't nobody ever heard of. Nobody in their grandmama ain't never heard of this stuff.
I try.
Hey, you doing more than try. You deserve an award. Cause Shorty, you the best. Okay, cramp bark tincture. Actually, it is bought. We got herbals. We got a plant. What is this? Planetary herbal women something. Looks like it's in. I don't know if these are pills or powder, but I'm looking at the bulk of, you know, the packaging, and it's in like the squeezy bottle thingies. You know, with the little nipple at the top that you squeeze. Yeah, so
okay.
I guess you take that and squeeze it in there. But they do have one. It looks like it may be a pill or a powder. And it's running, oh, my Jesus. This one is $33. But then it there's one as low as $9.60 as well. So, you know, for those who suffer with the beast, the monthly beast, honey, invest in this stuff. And it's natural. It's an herb, okay? So ain't no sense suffering. I mean, that'll leave and this and that. I mean, it may work. It may not work. But why not go natural? Why not go herbal this year? 2015, it's all about natural home remedies, herbal remedies. Yep. That's what we advocating.
Yep, healthiness. Healthy for 2015.
That's right.
Yep.
Because I want to see 2016.
There you go.
At least.
And you know, pickle juice does the same thing also. So
exactly.
for those of y'all that don't like pickle juice, because we being human, I don't drink no pickle juice. So, you know what I'm saying? So,
you
got pickle juice there, you got that cramp bark, natural. I mean, come on now, something.
Healthiness. Hey, RC. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but you know how we do. We just cut out. We just like, you know, cutting out folks in traffic. We just jump right on in there. I bought some olives. Oh, here go my jar right here. You gotta refresh my memory on the benefits of olives. I got a pimento stuffed Spanish manzanilla olives. I know I didn't put the emphasis on the right word with that manzanilla. Manzanilla. Okay, thank you, Spirit. I mean, half the time I don't know what I'm talking about, but Spirit jumps in and just corrects me. Manzanilla. Hey, I like the way that sounds. So we got I don't speak any languages but Ebonics Street and manzanilla olives. Spanish, mind you. Pimento stuff. I bought me a jar of these. I drank the juice. It wreaked havoc on my stomach. It actually caused the cleansing I wasn't ready for. But what are the... sorry. I'm sorry. I'm live. I am live tonight.
The olives got you in a lively spirit.
Well, this was yesterday, honey. I don't think there's no olives left in me. I'm just saying. I think that's long gone. I told you I had a unscheduled cleansing going on. But give me the benefits of these Spanish olives with pimento stuffed. Because you said something about it's best not to have the pimentos. But what in the heck do the pimentos do? Got to give it some extra.
Let's see here.
I don't even know what a pimento is. I love olives.
That's what the red thing in the center.
Yep. I'm making you work tonight. I'm sorry. You make me work, so I'm going to return the favor.
The color of olive is not necessarily related. Some olives sort of green remain green, while browns and black. United States, most olives in California. That's not happened.
oh, gosh. Should I look up my own stuff? I mean, you know me. I'm the queen of... Let me see.
Pimento-style olives. and many different methods of olive preparation, anti-inflammatory, antioxidants. They're rich in that. The olive is a supportive food. Benefits has long been linked to health with prevention of cancer.
All right.
Also is known regarding to have potential to help us prevent bone loss as well. So olives are cancer preventative and also helps with bone loss. Because, you know, they say as you get older, you start losing bone mass. And olives helps with osteoporosis. Olives have been used in diets. Like I said, anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they are antihistamines at a cellular level.
You know what? Are you under, what is this, whfoods.com?
Yeah.
Get off my search page. You on the same one I'm on? What were the chances that we both would click on the same information? I mean, the world's healthiest foods? Is that what you're on?
Yes. That's it.
I ought to climb through this phone and slap you. Because I'm so happy. I mean, we are one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, what were the chances
that
we were going to both click on the same link? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. But, hey, great minds.
You sure our minds are great? I mean, some folks would beg to defer. Hello.
Hey, that's their problem. Sound like a personal problem.
I know that's real.
Yep.
No, that's real.
Awesome.
But, yes, that's
awesome.
I ate my olives yesterday. Yes, that was yesterday. Today I had my can of sardines. I'm telling you,
uh-huh,
the information that you share with us on the show, if ain't nobody else taking this stuff to heart, Ms. TJ is. I mean, I'm trying to be here. You read my Facebook wall. I'm getting ready to be a grandma. I gotta be around.
So, do you know if it's gonna be a girl or a boy?
We don't know yet. We still need to find out if it is. If it ain't my baby, hello. Don't play
there
with
you
me.
Go.
If it is,
let me know so I can send a teddy bear or something.
Oh, I will. But it's funny because. It was my two teen sons, one of them being the alleged father, and this is no reflection on the girl, but I'm just saying I'm 47 years old. I watch Jerry Springer, I watch Maury. I ain't no pushover. So anyway,
right.
I'm all like, I said something about, you know, does the baby's head look like yours? Or did I said something, and my son is like, Mama, why you always got to think like that? And then the baby boy goes, yeah, Mama, why you always got to think like that? And then I'm like, Mama, I'm supposed to think like that, and I'm supposed to think for you. And their friend is like, man, she's supposed to think like that. But it's just like, oh, my God. God, I mean, so I have to be around. Y'all don't know the importance of me having to be around. I'm not living for myself. Never have been. Okay, since the age of 19. I've been living for my kids, and now, hello, I might as well really be finding some granny panties because, I mean, that's going to be my title.
Yep.
Hello. RC, did I lose you there? Hello? Hello?
No, you didn't.
RC, be honest, right here and now. Sometimes do I shock you?
Nope.
And you want my mama on the show. Man, is you crazy?
I learned to expect not the unexpected from a lady of substance, so no.
There ain't no telling. I'm just saying I am not in control when I'm speaking half the time. Hey, I say stuff for shock value. I know a lot of the stuff I say cracks people up, and that is one of my gifts, making people laugh. And sometimes I'll just say something just because I know it is so off the wall that you can't help but bust a stitch. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of this stuff I just say purposely just so you can get your giggle on.
I do it every night, so hey, ain't no shame in my game.
But yeah, but I'm just saying that you want my mom on here, man, please.
Yes.
Shut him down. You gonna have the AARP, the AARP knocking on the door. Y'all let this woman on this show. She is a hazard to anybody's health. The FCC ain't gonna have nothing on the AARP trying to knock these doors down. I'm telling you, they gonna be like, where is this woman? We've been looking for her crazy ass. No. Okay, sorry. But yeah, no, but I think Mama, I think she is going to enjoy being on the show. I mean, who else's daughter has the dream or vision of being a talk show host and is actually doing it? I mean, so that's got to be some type of special for her.
Yep. I believe so.
So,
I really
yeah, she's. She want to get in on the fun. I'm gonna drag her down here. It's only two houses down, you know. If I can drag her to the convenience store every day, I can certainly drag her out of her house and let her walk 100 feet.
There you go. There you go. But not to change the subject, but the olives.
What do you mean not to change
about?
The subject? That's what we do here. We can change the subject mid-sentence. Go on.
I just want to clear it out about the olives. Olives are very beneficial. So y'all got to give Miss TJ her ups for doing the olives with the pimentos.
Yay!
Olives,
clap.
Very, very, listen to me now, very, very beneficial. Olives, the benefits of olives have been demonstrated for the cardiovascular system, respiratory system, nervous system, musculoskeletal system, immune system, inflammatory system, and digestive system. Come on now. We're talking about olives. We ain't talking about the other stuff that we have talked about previously. Olives are antioxidant and anti-inflammatory nutrients. Come on now. But I mean, with all that stuff, the cardiovascular, the respiratory, the nerve. Look, that's pretty much our whole system. We're talking about olives. We ain't talking about the honey. We ain't talking about the parsley, the cinnamon. We're talking about olives. Wow, come on now. We're talking about olives. So, beneficial. Keep that in mind.
Yay.
Beneficial, so you got to get Miss TJ her ups for the olives.
And the sardines. I guess since I have my sardines, you got to tell them about the sardines, too.
Yep. Sardines is beneficial. Sardines helps with strokes, keeping strokes and stuff down because of the fatty acids in the sardines. Sardines can also help with cancer prevention. Come on now. Look at the worst stuff that we eat anyway. And some of the stuff, some people say, I don't eat the sardines. They stink. You know, they smell like, hey, whatever they smell like. Usually when something is good for you, it don't taste good. Usually. And sometimes it don't smell good. But hey, would you rather say, well, I don't eat that because of the way it smells? And but hey, look at the stuff that you do eat. The pork, for one, just the name.
Oh, my God. RC, not to change the subject, but yes, to change the subject, I have to interrupt you. I have a confession.
Uh-oh.
I'm Uh-oh. Almost. I am so ashamed.
Uh oh.
That's what happens when you're sleeping with the enemy.
Uh oh.
The other night.
Was it like you remembered?
Let's just say, so delish, 'cause I was making it. You hear me?
Mm.
I never had a problem with the taste. Never had a problem with the taste. Oh my God! Right here on Worldwide Internet Radio. My confession is, I ate pork after 15 plus years. I wondered why my stomach was tore up the next day. And see, I was feeling a certain type of way. I thought it was, I think it was the guilt.
Could have been.
I have not eaten pork consciously for 15 years. Okay? And the fact that I sat here, and I didn't eat a lot of it, and that's all I hear when I'm talking about pork. Well, I don't eat a lot of pork. Honey, you ain't got to eat a lot of it. It's eating you. But that's my confession. I cooked a meal of pork chops, noodles, and this and that, and yeah, that and this. And I sat here with my back turned to the kitchen door, and I nibbled on a pork chop. And like I said, since I made it, hell yeah, it was good. Hello, I know how to cook. I never had a problem with the taste. Yum, yum, yum. Melts in your mouth. I feel so ashamed. I feel ashamed. But see, like I said, my life is an open book. I feel like I backslid against my body.
Yeah.
Don't be laughing at me. I am dead ass serious. So serious to the point that when I get some money, I am ordering my colon cleanse. And I'm going to push this ish clean out of me as quickly as possible. Because I knew better. I knew better, but it looked so good. And I remembered the taste. And when I put that first piece in my mouth, and it just kind of like melted on my tongue, and I'm like, oh, God, forgive me. And would nobody have known nothing? But see, that's why I tell you, I cannot cheat on nobody. I can't lie. Because I tell on myself, I can't live with guilt. I cannot live with guilt. And I felt so guilty that I disclosed my transgression with my partner. I mean, he don't have a problem eating pork. You know, he's never not eaten pork. You know, but I haven't eaten pork in 15 years. Oh,
wow.
My God. And I even told my baby son, because my baby son doesn't eat pork either. But let's just say since we got a pork eater in the house, I mean, my 18-year-old, he don't care. He'll eat anything. And he hard-headed. So, Mama, I don't care what you say. I'm eating this because it's good. I don't care about the worms. I don't care about none of that. Hard-headed. But me and my baby son, we did not eat pork. But since we have a pork eater in our midst, who happens to buy food for the house, hello, it's here. So my baby son actually has been eating those hot links, which have pork in them. And guess what? He loves them. So it's nothing about the taste. It's not the taste. It's not the taste. Yes, it tastes good. But everything that tastes good ain't good for you.
Yep, that's 100% true.
So, I mean, I'm not even going to lie. I can't say that I'll never, ever, ever eat another piece of pork again in my life because temptation is a mother sucker. Temptation. And then it smells good. I mean, I threw the seasoning, the garlic, all of that jazz, everything. Of course it smelled good. And of course it tasted good. But it's like everything I learned, everything that made me stop eating it went out the freaking window. I guess I was hungry too, y'all. See, that's what happens when there's limited food supply in the house. You're going to eat whatever's up in here. And it had to be because I was hungry. It had to be because I was starving. Hello. Then I put that meat, Mr. Pork Chop, in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is my confession, y'all. Y'all got to get me out of this situation. Can't live like this, y'all. Woo, that's like being a non-cannibal stuck on an island, you and two other people. Okay, that's three people. And two of y'all bone hungry. Well, one of y'all ain't going to make it off the island. I'm just saying, temptation is a mother sucker. It really is. So that's Miss TJ's confession. So I'm going to, like I said, when I'm able to, I'm going to get my colon cleansed, and I'm going to push this stuff clean up out of me because it's been 15 years, and I backslid against my body. So sorry.
Wow. You say you're going to get your colon cleansed. I think that'd be a good idea for you. Since you haven't had it that long, that'd be a very good idea.
Right, because you know what? I was thinking. I said now, you know how the negative energy works?
Uh-huh.
I said to myself,
yep.
And this is how my mind works. It's really crazy. But I said to myself, I said, man, I bet these worms like, yeah, this bee got us in her. We gonna tie her up. We just gonna just wreck havoc on her insides. Because I swore I'd never eat pork again. I bet them worms like, hey, guys, it's our chance. Let's get up in here. Let's just have a heyday. So, yeah, I got to get this out of me as soon as possible. So I'm going to get the colon cleanse. I'm going to eat extra onions. I'm going to eat extra garlic, all of that stuff.
Don't
all of
cinnamon.
That rids those parasites out of you.
Don't
so I ain't forgot the information I learned. I got to utilize it now because I backslid. And I want this out of me ASAP because I know what it's doing to me. I know what it's doing to me. And it ain't did it to me in 15 years. So you better believe they up in there, honey. They is, moonwalking, electric sliding all over my joints, my innards, my everything. We got to get this stuff out of us. And it's serious, y'all. I mean, I'm not trying to turn you pork eaters off from eating pork, but I know some things. And knowledge is power. And when I found that knowledge out, I quit eating pork cold freaking turkey. Like, I loved pork. I loved the taste. Pork steaks was our main meat. But once I found that information out, honey, I couldn't put that stuff in my mouth no more. And I quit cold turkey, and I stopped buying it. But when my kids got old enough to buy for their own, you know, those who was missing a pork, they started eating it again. But for all these years, me and my baby son had stopped eating pork. And if he even had a piece of pork, mistakenly, he would get a headache, a stomach ache. He would get sick. Now he done fell off the wagon, eating them daggone hot links. Them fire. Yeah, they fire. They
but
show
you know,
it. It ain't about the taste.
Right. Remind him they do have hot links without pork in it.
We know that. We know that. But at the time that my guy was buying for the house,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? He bought hamburger meat, of course. He bought chicken. But he's a pork eater. So he bought the pork chops. He bought the hot links. So they were here.
I got you.
So if they're here,
they're gonna
and that's
get
the only thing to eat, hello? What's going to happen?
I got you.
They're going to get eight. So, yeah, honey, I got to, we gotta get Miss TJ's finances back up the par because I can't be doing that. I want to be around for my grandchildren, and I have to say grandchildren. I have to start thinking realistically. You know, I wasn't ready to be a grandma, but the powers that be deemed it. Regardless, you know, I'm getting ready to be a grandma, and so you know, once that happens, ain't no telling how many more gonna come. So I want to be here. I want to be available. I want to be a presence, not only a continued presence in my children's lives, but their children's lives. Because they need Miss TJ. They need Mama Red Hawk. Because, honey, they parents, good Lord, help Jesus. But anyway, go ahead. I just stole the show right there. But, yeah, that was my confession, y'all. I'm keeping it real.
Yeah, that'll work.
Real.
Yeah.
I backslid.
I guess Q was in the chat room. I didn't have the chat room open, so he logged out a couple of minutes ago. So I keep tabs
on
the chat room.
But I had the chat room open.
Yeah,
I had the chat room open. But I guess I didn't notice him. You know,
yeah,
I'm over here running my mouth.
Yeah, it was a few minutes ago, about 4 minutes ago, that he was in the chat room. So, all right. So y'all heard that. Miss TJ... She's got to do the colon cleanse. She was on a 15-year sabbatical without pork. Temptation will bring us back to...
Temptation and need. Temptation and need. That's what it was. Yeah. It was more of a need to eat, more so than a temptation. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I could have starved that night. I really could have, but I needed to eat something, and that's what was on the menu.
Yeah, but it's all good though. I know you'll take care of things, so I know you'll get it squared away. I know you will.
Most definitely.
Good,
thanks for having faith in me. I tell you, because I mean I really felt like I let myself down. I really did.
No, because you're human. Can't nobody
no,
fault
I'm not.
You for that.
Don't you dare call me a human being. No, I'm just playing. You know I'm an angel in a human body. Stop playing. Don't you dare ever confuse me with these. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
But it's all good, though. Now we know. Now we know.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I got one more home remedy for you guys. And for those of you all have dry skin, rashes, eczema.
Eczema.
This is how you pronounce it.
Eczema.
Yeah, have eczema. Here's something maybe you all didn't know. You know you can bathe in your breakfast, right? Bathing your breakfast, what is he talking about? Well, oatmeal, it has been used for centuries as a skin soother. researchers only recently recognized that the nutrients and ingredients in oats as a key component that can calm inflamed, itchy skin. Now, this is what they recommend. Put whole oats in a clean, dry sock. Seal the open end with a rubber band. And then drop the sock into a warm or hot bath. Soak yourself in it for 15 to 20 minutes. And it'll help clear up the dry skin, the rashes, and the eczema. So we're talking about whole oats. Not the instant oatmeal, folks. We're talking about the whole oats. And you can winterize your skin by doing this. So keep that in mind. Whole oats, soak them, put them in a sock, tie the other end up with a rubber band. If you're the person that takes baths, put the sock in there with you with the whole oats in it and soak in that. And it'll help clear up your eczema, your dry skin, your rashes. So keep that in mind. So those are the health tips for today. So, Ms. TJ, you have anything else to add to that?
I sure don't.
All right. With that being said, you know, I got to read the words from the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. So,
yes.
If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Those are the words of the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
No truer set of words have ever been spoken. Yes, we must keep moving forward, even at a snail's pace, even at an inchworm's pace. Keep it moving. It's as long as you're moving. You're going to get there eventually.
Yep, you're going to get there eventually. Now, I went to go see that movie Selma yesterday.
Okay, you heard about it.
I'm a movie critic, just like I'm a food critic.
Mm-hmm.
The movie wasn't bad. My opinion, I can't speak for nobody else. My opinion, the movie wasn't bad. I don't think they did him justice. To me, the movie was dry. I understand why, because they were concentrating on him. I understand that. But it was, to me, it didn't depict him the right way. It wasn't a it's kind of hard for me to explain it, but it was a dry movie. It wasn't action packed. It was his point of view of Selma. And I think they didn't do the movie right, because when the movie, well, I ain't gonna give up no clues about it, but anyway, to me, the movie was okay. I wouldn't go see it again. I wouldn't go buy it if it came out on DVD. I think they could have put more emphasis on the small things. I guess they was looking for the big things to bring out about MLK.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was small things that probably would have made a bigger impact. They didn't do that. It was more concentrated on actual events, you know, what happened in Selma, that type of thing. So, but one part of the movie, when a young man lost his life in the movie, Martin Luther King broke down and cried for the man for the man that got killed, the young man that got killed, his father, Martin Luther King broke down and cried, and you saw his heart pour out for that man for losing his son. And his son was killed because they were trying to make a peaceful stance in Selma. And to me, that was a highlight of the movie right there. He just showed compassion for that man and his son. So that was the highlight of the movie. But to me, it was a dry movie. So, I mean, go see it if you – don't take my word on it. That's me. I have seen so many movies. Wasn't very impressed with them. I'm only impressed by a few movies that I've ever seen. So they're just me. I'm just a critic that way. So, but don't take my word for it. To me, it was an okay movie. Like I said, I wouldn't go see it again. I wouldn't buy it on DVD. But that's me. I can't speak for you all, but it was an okay movie. So.
So you would give that movie a 3? Based on it being a 5, you'd give it a 3? 3 stars or 2.5?
A 1.5. A 1¾, somewhere around there.
I was trying to push it, okay. I figured as much. But I was trying to give it the benefit of the doubt and hope you. But, hey, you being real, rare, and raw, you ain't going to lie about the movie. In your opinion, it wasn't worth your $7 to $10? I don't know. I'm not a moviegoer. You know,
$10.
Please, $10. Okay, I was about to say I can barely eat over here, let alone go see a daggone movie. But, wow, so it wasn't worth your
$10. See, certain movie theaters charge more. The Carmichael movie theaters charge $10 a movie. I usually go to the Movie Tavern where they're $5. I didn't go there because I wasn't by there. So I wanted something to do yesterday since I couldn't get my tooth pulled because of whatever. So that was the first place I went to, you know, to waste some time.
Okay.
So don't get me wrong.
So you had a horrible day yesterday, basically. But you ain't complaining because you don't complain, you know what I'm saying? You just take everything in stride. I understand.
Hey, because there's somebody doing way worse than me, so I ain't complaining. So
you did.
But, so, I mean, it is what it is, but, yeah, I wouldn't 1.5, 1¾, somewhere around there, my opinion. Somebody else might have a different aspect of it. And I will tell you this. When the movie first started, and this is what I don't get. When the movie first starting off, now, it was action-packed. After then, it got dry. I mean, action, you know, the gig example, they kind of talked about the four girls that got killed in Selma, Alabama.
Yeah.
Back during when the church blew up, that's how it first started. That's how it started.
Oh, so that of course that's going to be action-packed because it was a bombing. So, I mean, that's pretty action-packed.
Right. So that was the action. You know, that was it. And like I said, reason I didn't too much care for it because they didn't have him to go there and talk about the girls and stuff like that. That was it. That was the only reference to that. So that's why I didn't too much care for it, because they touched on the subject, then they left it alone. So
it was not a well-put-together movie, basically. It did not flow in a, you know, systematically enjoyable way. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
And if,
gotcha. In a nutshell.
Yeah, so I mean, don't take my word for it. I mean, this is what I saw. So,
well, hey, you got your opinion. Hey, you spent your $10. You didn't feel like it was worth it, so you want to warn others who may be of the same mindset as you. You know, at least you are warning people. Look, y'all, it was dry as a bone to me, but hey, that's my opinion. So at least you put the warning out there. So if people go and then they be like, man, that movie was dry as a bone, they be like, well, RC said that. So, I mean, then you'll have some credibility as a movie critic, because there will be others who agree with you. That's how you gain your expertise. Hello.
Man, so I got some expertise, boy, to make people's mouth hang open, but anyway.
No mouths hanging open. No mouths hanging open.
Yeah, because a fly might fly in there, so keep your mouths closed. Anyway, but it's all good, though. I'm glad I went to go see it, you know, so I got it out the way. But it's all good, though. So.
You are a movie buff, and you enjoy going to the cinema. You enjoy watching movies. So, you know, they marketed Selma as something that we should want to see. They enticed you, and you went, and you weren't happy. So,
yep.
I mean, if you hadn't gone, you would still think that the movie was the bomb, according to the makers, the marketers, and this, that, and the other. So, you know, for yourself, and that's the whole point. Listen, getting on, look at this segue. I mean, how beautiful is this? Never take another person's word. Now, I don't give a dag on how influential that person is. Research your own stuff. Don't just take everything for face value, for word value. You know, find out for yourself. And that's what we tell you guys when we bring you those health tips. Do your research. Look deeper. RC only gives you like the top crust. You want to get in that thing. You want to get to the meat. Okay? So do your research. Don't take his word for this stuff. Like, you know what? That sounds too incredible. Okay? How in the freak is some lemons going to cure cancer? If it was that easy, there'd be more people alive. Surviving cancer. But see, the thing of it is, sometimes information does not get conveyed to us because the powers that be ain't trying to cure nothing because ain't no money and no cure. Hello. Don't get me started.
No, wait a minute. Say that again, I don't think they heard you. Say that again.
I said ain't no money and no cure. The medical industry, the FDA industry, the mortuary industry, they all are businesses. Hello? If you cure everybody, where is the cash flow? We are in the U.S. of A., where your status is determined by how fat your pockets are. Hello. So we in the U.S. of A. Why in the hecky becky would they cure folks? Of course, you know, there's miracles. Yes, yes, miracles. But that's on God, okay? He's given us everything we need of the earth. You know, man and put chemicals and stuff, so ain't nothing like 100%. But, honey, prayer mixed with what's left of natural fruit, natural vegetables, it can make a world of difference. It's
yes,
all about consciously making the decision that I'm going to live. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the report came back. I want to live. I need to live. I got to live. I'm going to live. So
there
I'm going to pray, and I'm going to take all of those natural home remedies that RC brought to us, and I'm going to try him at his word, because he did the research. And see, my doctor said I only have 6 months to live. Excuse you. I ain't even considered myself living yet. What you mean I'm dying in 6 months? You's a lie. I'm going to be eating lemons. I'm going to be eating garlic. I'm going to be eating this, eating that. Anything that you said was preventative and can wipe out cancer, honey, I'm gonna be extra strength in that thing. All this extra strength buffering, extra strength this, extra strength that. How about some extra strength fruits and vegetables? Try that.
There you
Don't
go.
Don't just take the doctor's word. There's still miracles taking place.
Right, so y'all got to remember, doctors are in business to do what? To make
money. Money.
The more times you see him, the more money he makes.
You hear me? That's
so if you don't see him that often, what do you think is going to happen? It ain't going to be that many doctors around. Doctor office, they got to find them another skill. So, just like I told you before, lemons are cancer cures. Lemons cures cancer. Lemons is 50. Now, see, here's the thing. Lemons is 50 times more stronger than the most advanced chemotherapy. You don't have to worry about your hair falling out. You ain't got to worry about getting sick. You ain't got to worry about losing weight from eating lemons. But see, with chemo, you got to worry about it killing other stuff in your body other than the cancer. You got to worry about killing brain cells. Come on, now. Perfect example. For those of us that's over 30, now think about this. For those of us that's over 30, remember back when you was a child or in your childhood, maybe in your teens or whatever, your mama was in the kitchen cooking chicken. And you was down the street at your neighbor's house. What'd you do? Mama down there cooking chicken, because you can smell it. What's wrong with that picture? You could be cooking chicken in your kitchen right now, standing over the stove, while you flipping the chicken now. You can't even smell it. What's wrong with that picture? And this is in your own house. Your next door neighbor, 30 years ago, down there cooking chicken, cooking pies. That aroma has the neighborhood lit up. Somebody cooking chicken. Somebody barbecuing. Somebody cooking this. Somebody cooking that. You came smell it in your own house right now today. What's wrong with that picture?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I beg to defer. Miss TJ's anything on the stove is smelled from miles and miles around. I just thought I'd just throw that in there. But go on.
So y'all hear that? Everybody's
I'm just
over
saying
to
what
Ms.
I heard.
TJ's tomorrow. Everybody meet up at Miss TJ's kitchen tomorrow. That's what happens.
Listen, that's when I got food. Stop playing. I'm just saying, when I got some on the stove,
bring your own food so Miss TJ can cook it. That's how we do that.
Oh my Lord, I'm serious. My ex used to. Oh my God, true story. He thought I had cooked. I don't know what he smelled. Maybe it was remnants of the day before. I don't know. He just knew I had cooked. And see, that's probably along the lines of time when we was on the fritz, and I'm like, please go. But he came home. He just knew. that there was something good on the stove. But it wasn't. Oh, my Lord, if that wasn't the biggest argument. He thought he smelled my food, but when he got in the house, there was nothing. Nothing cooked. So I'm just telling you what, you know, how it go down over here. But, yeah, you can smell my food from miles around, and folks, you know, be running through here. But it could have been my mama's kitchen at that time. I don't know, but it sure wasn't coming out this mug. Hello. You talking about a cracked face. That's what made him so mad, because he just knew there was something cooked. Well, you been gone all day and you ain't ate nothing. I know you ain't hungry. Coming up in here. But anyway, that's past tense. Anyway, go ahead, RC. You know I will go back down memory lane in a heartbeat.
Yep, so y'all keep that in mind. Everybody over Miss TJ Kitchen tomorrow. That's how they go.
BYOF, bring your own food. Bring your own, you really got to bring your own everything. I mean, I'm talking about seasonings. just bring it. Bring it and I'll cook it. Yeah, let's do that. Woo, and listen, you better bring it before I ain't even opened up this bill. I'm scared to open up my electric bill. Y'all, these folks talking about adding an extra $10 to your already high electric bill. It came today. I didn't even open it. I am not fixing to ruin my day. Do you hear me?
I heard that.
What I look like opening up a bill? I'm just keeping it real. What I look like opening up a bill knowing good and well I'm wondering where that next dime coming from this month. So I'm on a natural high right now, and I'm going to stay on this high. I ain't letting nothing or nobody bring me down, and that includes Ameren UE. I'll open it next week when I'm a little bit stronger. But right now, I'm not. I just got this high. Okay, high off of the joy of me doing me. So I'm not gonna bring myself down. I'm not letting anything bring me down. Not even that bill. I know what it looks like. But to open it up, that's letting it in. So yeah, we gonna keep that mug closed. Actually, I'm gonna slide it in the Bible and let God take care of it. Hello.
Yep, there you go.
These are critical times, y'all. I'm just keeping it real. These are critical times. We've said it often enough. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Stay-at-home moms depend on other people. They depend on their small businesses that they are trying to get off the ground, that people aren't supporting, this, that, and the other. I am committed to being a stay-at-home mom. My children, as old as they are, 15 and 18, still need me at home. So just like they were my focus 10 years ago, that focus is still strong today. It has not lost its momentum. Okay? They need me more now than they did when they were younger. I mean, they wanted to leave the house last night at midnight to go to the store and get some potato chips. I'm like, I don't think so. These are the hours that the crazies come out. And mind you, y'all crazy too, but I ain't trying to lose y'all crazy butts out here in these streets. So they need me more now than they did when they were babies. I am steadfast, unremovable from this house until So that is my focus. My focus has not changed in 10 years as far as the main reason why I quit my job. So, boom. Boom, boom, and boom. So, I mean, if y'all need a pep talk about staying on course, staying focused, come on, let Miss TJ, a.k.a. Mama Red Hawk. I'm going to keep it real. You may not agree with me, and you don't have to agree with me. Thanks, baby. But I know what's working for me and what ain't working for me, and whether it is working for me or not, my children are still my main focus. So to home, to home, to home I stay. I mean, that's where I am. This is where I choose to be. This is where
there
I have to be, honey. I'm not losing mine to the streets. I'm sorry. You know, as old as they are, I should not still have to be ever so mindful of them. But I do. I recognize that. So.
And that's a mother's love. That's it.
If you didn't know, this is it. This is it.
Yep, that's it. That's a mother's love. Can't nobody fault you for that.
Well, they do, honey, but I ain't studying them.
Oh, well, you know, people got, you know, a-holes, too, and everybody got one. But, hey, you know how they... Hey...
RC, I'm over here eating a jalapeno stuffed with something my baby boy just gave me. I shared the either last night or not last night. You weren't here. We weren't here. But on one of these shows, I done got them mixed up that my baby boy, he always lets me eat the first of his foods. It's crazy, but he just shared his stuffed jalapeno thingy. I don't even know what's in it, but it just burnt my tongue. But anyway... But please don't mention the word a-hole while I'm eating. I just had a visual. I'm just saying. You know, I'm a very visual person, and that was not a good look by any stretch of my poor imagination.
Yeah, I know how that go. See how connected we are?
Oh, mercy. Wow. You know what, RC, I don't know if I've ever mentioned my UK soul brother. He's actually kind of a celebrity over there. I hope you don't mind me saying that. I ain't gave his name, so I guess he's still in the clear. But anyway, he's sort of a celebrity. Well, he ain't no sort of. He is a celebrity. And he's in the music industry. And, you know, broadcasting and all that jazz. And he's giving me his critique of my morning show. And he said on one of my comments that I made that he fell out of his chair because it was so funny. So as long as I can keep bringing, he's ill, okay? He's young enough to be one of my children, but I consider him my little brother because that's how our connection is. And he's ill right now. And he said that listening to my show, you know, helps him right now. And so seeing those words, knowing that my show really literally is serving a purpose and keeping somebody, you know, I say alive, okay? That means more to me than I can imagine, just seeing those words. So there goes another boost to my natural high.
There you go. You know, laughter is the key to the soul. And like I said, if we can bring laughter on this show, hey, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. You bring laughter on your morning show. That's a good thing. That's a blessed thing. So why don't you remind the people what time your show come on in the morning so they can tune in?
Okay. I have not decided if I'm doing my shows on the weekend yet. I mean, that's to be determined, okay? But Monday through Friday for sure, 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time, here on Blog Talk Radio, under the channel Straight Talk with Red Hawk. And the name of my show is Morning Talk with the Red Hawk. And it's topic-based. Once I'm able to make the show longer, I'm hoping to be able to have people call in with their issues or their concerns or whatever, because I want it to be an interactive show as well, like this one is. Okay, but for the most part, that 30 minutes, honey, it don't take long for me to eat them 30 minutes up. My long-winded, but, I mean, before I know it, I'm looking, it's 9:24, and I'm needing to wrap up the show. But, I mean, 30 minutes is a nice amount of time to hold people's interest. You know, maybe they don't want to sit for a whole hour or whatever. So just a sip of coffee in the morning. I'm your coffee in the morning. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. So that's every morning.
And I'm always highlighting this show as well. Don't think I didn't, you know, I don't be promoting this show. I promote this show as well. During my morning show, I promote this one as well. So, yeah.
I do the same thing on my music show. So I promote this one and mm-hmm. be promoting your morning show as well. So, It's a win-win.
Yes.
It's all good. But keep that in mind, folks. Miss TJ, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time. Morning Talk with the Red Hawk. Can't beat that. Then you got her again Monday through Saturday here. Come on, Nine. Y'all getting a double dose.
Look at
double
you.
Double dose.
I snatched that clean out your head.
Yeah, you did.
Double dose.
So you're getting it on both ends, so you have no reason not to tune in. So we got you every day. Ms. TJ got you twice a day. So come on, Nine. Can't beat that. You're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
You cannot escape. Well, you can if you don't click on, but I'm just saying, for the most part, honey, you're going to get a dose one way or the other. Stop running.
There you go. It's all good. So keep that in mind, folks. Ms. TJ, Monday through Friday, here on Blog Talk, Morning Talk with Red Hawk. Then, the evening, 8-ish or so, right here on Blog Talk again, right here on Our Advice Talk Show. So y'all know what the OUR stands for, Opinions, Understanding, and Realness. That's what we're going to bring to you. And Ms. TJ, she's going to bring you the real, the rare, the raw on her morning show. 9 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. So you get it both ways. You get the real, the rare, the raw here. You get the real, the rare, the raw on her show in the morning. You can't beat that. Now, y'all can listen to the other foolishness if you want to, but we prefer you listen to the real, the rare, the raw. That's what we prefer. And we know y'all can do it. We know y'all can do it. We study climbing in listeners. We're still looking for interactive callers. You know, Ms. TJ has said it several times. If we're not discussing a topic, you know, that you're familiar with or that you want to hear, give us a call. Go in the chat room. Leave us some notes or whatever. and do it that way. But we want this to be interactive as well. You know, if you all don't know the number, it's 657-383-0762. 657-383-0762. You can call anytime during the show. You can leave me an email and say, hey, you know, give me a topic or whatever. You can leave me an email at RickyC716@yahoo.com. That's RickyC716@yahoo.com. You can leave me a topic or something. You can discuss a topic. We'll bring it on the show or whatever the case is. Either way, we'll be fine. So keep that in mind. We already made our mind up that 2015 is going to be a healthy environment, not only for us as your hosts, but we want it to be a healthy environment for you listeners as well. So next week we're going to have Mr. Bob Butts on. Still haven't got the time scheduled just yet. He's a man that's responsible for a water cure that cures cancer. So we're going to have him on the show here discussing his water cure treatment. So the time is yet to be set for that interview, but we will have him on the show sometime next week. But keep that in mind. I mean, they're just one of the few that's coming up so far as benefits of things that's beneficial for us as humans. You can't get no, we talk about water all the time on this show. We talk about the benefits of water. Drinking water certain times a day helps maximizes your internal organs. You talk about how water drinking every day can help your body heal from different things. We talk about lemons, cinnamon, parsley, beets, salmon, you know, sardines, a lot of different things that we talk about on this show, you know, so far as it's beneficial for us as humans and beneficial for our bodies. Cancer prevention, curing cancer. We talked about, we haven't talked about it in a while, but we talked about the benefits of hydrogen peroxide, the food grade, which is in medical journals outside of the United States, which has been known to cure AIDS in its last stages, been known to cure cancer in its last stages, same as lemons. Lemons, there's a lemon cure for cancer. Lemons is 50 times more powerful than the most advanced chemotherapy. So keep that in mind. There's other alternatives out there. I just talked about how oatmeal, the whole oats from oatmeal, will help with eczema, skin rashes, that type of thing. So there's natural ways to take care of our bodies instead of going the route of taking all these pills for hypertension. Did you know figs will help lower your blood pressure? Just like those fig Newtons in the store, those are figs. Helps with high blood pressure. Water helps lower your blood pressure. If you take a shower, drink you some water before you take a shower. It helps lower your blood pressure. For those of you all that have those Charlie horses, legs cramps, those muscle cramps, it's because your body is looking for moisture. If your body can't find moisture, what is it going to do? It's going to take it from somewhere else. That's where the cramps come in at. That's where the cramps start coming in. So keep that in mind. Stay hydrated.
True story. True story. I had to get up last night and fix my boo a cup of water. His legs started cramping up, and he's like, oh, I need some water. I'm cramping up. So obviously he's been listening to the show.
Well, thank him again for listening to the show. Water, y'all, beneficial. Water, plain old water, is beneficial. But if you can get the water that don't have all the gunk in it, I mean, natural water, natural spring water is better if you can go that route. But if you can't, we talked about this before. You got water at home. If you live in a city or a town, the water don't taste very good, get you one of them big old 5-gallon quart, whatever, pots. Boil you some water. Make you some water. Put it in the refrigerator. That's your drinking water. You're boiling out all the other junk that's in the water that the water treatment companies don't get out of the water. So keep that in mind.
Excuse me. I was about to talk.
And so, Ms. TJ, I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Once RC gets back, we're going to close the show. The clock on the wall is saying it's time to go. But we want to thank you for tuning in to our advice talk show. Our standing for opinions, understanding, and real, raw, rare advice, insights, health tips. We bringing it to you. You know, maybe you've never heard this stuff before, and maybe you have heard it before. Okay, but you ain't never heard it like this. Hello, you ain't never heard it like this. So we appreciate you tuning in to our show. We would love for you guys to, start calling in and interacting with us. As you can see, whether you call or not, we still gonna do the show. But we would love to have your input, your insight, your advice, because it's our talk show. Yours, mine, RC, whomever. It's ours. So we are well into our 100th and something show. Started this show, I believe, back in October. I want to say October 20. Ooh, I forget. It was around the 20-something of another, but we're still going strong. Unpaid, just doing our thing, because we love to do this. So, but at the same time, if you would like to donate funds to the show, you could either donate to me personally or RC. It don't matter. Just long as, you know, some love offerings are coming in. We don't care who gets them, you know. But if you are enjoying the show, if you're enjoying the information, and you just want to, you know, give us a love offering for our time, our energy, our insight, our gifts, our whatever, we welcome that. We sure do. Hello? And it ain't even got to be a lot. I think PayPal accepts as little as 25 cents. I'm just saying, if you think the show is only worth 25 cents, we'll take that too. But we prefer you start at $5. $5, please. But, yeah, so if you want to donate to the show, we would sure appreciate that. My personal email is redhawk1967@hotmail.com. RC, oh, my goodness, I don't even know. RC, what's your email? You came back yet? You better get in over here.
RickyC716 at yahoo.com. That's RickyC716 at yahoo.com.
Spell that out for them, please.
RickyC716 at yahoo.com.
Thank you. And mine is spelled REDHAWK1967 at hotmail.com. So that's if you want to. We you know, you don't have to. I mean, just your presence, you listening. We appreciate you guys listening. Obviously, you're getting something out of it. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate your time and your energy for wanting to even listen to us. So we thank you for that, too. We do. But as we always say, you can't really pay your bills with warm, fuzzy feelings. But anyway, on that note, we getting ready to get up out of here. RC, it's been real. Hello. I wasn't even trying to be funny, but it's been real. It's been real.
As always. So with that being said, y'all, you all have a good evening. Definitely appreciate you each and every night. Don't forget to check out Miss TJ's show Monday through Friday right here on Blog Talk. You look for The Morning Talk with the Red Hawk. Monday through Friday right here on Blog Talk. Check her out. 9 a.m. Central Time. So keep that in
mind.
And
if you miss the show in the morning, you can always go. And I mean, our shows are recorded. So you really, there's no excuse for you not listening. I mean, all you got to do is click on the link. The shows are there. You know, I mean, if you're not calling in, it don't matter if you listen to it live or not. You know what I'm saying? So just click on. Click, click, click.
There you go. Click it on, because we want to take the show on another platform. We want to take it on a higher plateau, so to speak. So we can't do that without you all's help. So you all make the show. You all make it where we want to come do this show each and every night. And the same with Miss TJ's show in the morning. So without you all listening, we can't do it. So we appreciate you listening. We thank you for listening. So we appreciate it. So, thanks for joining us tonight. We definitely enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed it. I know Miss TJ enjoyed it. But
definitely.
Interaction is what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for, interaction. So keep that in mind, folks. Thanks for riding along with us tonight. I'm your host, RC, along with
Miss TJ, a.k.a. Red Hawk.
9 a.m. Central, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk. Check her out. Check her out. Get your laugh on in the morning. Get your groove on in the morning. Get your coffee, your dose of coffee. Get that chocolate coffee over there in the morning.
Oh, Lord, stop. Don't start, RC. Don't make me.
Check out in the morning, y'all, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk. Thanks, y'all.
Thank y'all.
Thanks for riding along with us. Now you can unbuckle your safety belt, seat belt, whatever you want to call it. Now you can unbuckle.
Take off your helmet.
Now you can go back to your everyday. There you go. The helmets. You riding the little yellow short bus? Hey, unbuckle them seat belts too. So we will see you tomorrow. Stay real. Stay raw. Stay raw. We appreciate you. Thanks a lot. Until tomorrow.
Money, money, money.